Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by local enterprise office Donegal. If you have an idea to start or grow your business within Donegal, contact the local enterprise office team to find out more about the supports available for businesses. See localenterprise.ie/Donegal.
Hello and welcome to Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Coming up in this episode, we'll be hearing about the prestigious Highland Radio Customer Service Awards in association with McElhinney's, which are taking place in the Mount Errigal Hotel in Letterkenny on the 2nd of June. But first, I've been speaking with Larissa Feeney, the president of the Donegal Women in Business Network, which is celebrating its 25th anniversary this year. Larissa is also the founder and CEO of the award-winning company Accountant Online, which recently underwent a rebranding process. More on that later, but I began by asking her to outline what exactly the Donegal Women in Business Network is all about.
Yeah, hi Chris, lovely to be here, thank you for having me. The Donegal Women in Business Network is a forum for women in Donegal to share their experiences, to network and to discuss topical issues that affect women in business. We have currently over 250 members throughout Donegal and indeed throughout the island of Ireland and beyond.
So it started back in 1999. The fact that it's going 25 years obviously shows that it has evolved and stood the test of time. But why did it begin in the very start?
It started actually because there was a need identified at the time for something to support women. And Donegal Local Enterprise Office and Michael Tunney at that time worked to create the network that will go on to be what the network is today. And indeed, the Local Enterprise Office is still our primary sponsor of the network today and has supported the network throughout the 25 years of its existence.
So for many people who join up, I suppose one of the immediate benefits is it's a door into the whole networking amongst fellow businesses across the Northwest, over 250 members. So you, during the year, run a number of events, and I suppose that's part of the key platforms.
Yes, exactly. The network is open to all women at every age, stage and experience who have a connection to or an interest in business. The cost of membership is €65 a year and most of the events are cost free. So they're paid for out of the subscriptions and any additional costs are kept as low as possible to facilitate attendance. There are several events on an annual basis. It's run by a volunteer committee and we come together to plan the events that we hope inspire and educate women to help them to start, to grow, and indeed to scale their businesses.
So when it comes to planning those events, you're talking to other people in the network, and I suppose certain themes come up at certain times of year as well. So you're listening and you're often bringing in outside speakers and people who can share their knowledge.
Exactly. So the committee themselves are women in business who either run their own business or work in business. So we use our experiences and our experience of talking to others in our network and indeed our wider network to understand what are the challenges that are faced today by women in business. And that depends, of course, on the stage we're at in terms of the economy and what's going on in society. So we would run events, topical events that help women, help educate them in areas like networking, in areas like marketing or finance or strategy that we hope will help them to run their businesses better.
Now, some of the events that you run might be quite specific and maybe only appeal to a certain number of your members. Others have widespread appeal. And you do things like you've had a number of coffee mornings. So these can be, some of them are going to be more formal than others. And sometimes it's those informal ones that you just don't know who you're going to meet and you could get a lead from it.
Exactly. That mix of events is so important, isn't it? And we do that for a reason, because depending on the stage of your business and where you're at personally, some might suit others and some might suit some more than others. But those informal events, whether it be the coffee mornings or any of those informal events that we run, really give women in business the opportunity to build relationships. And it's those relationships that help you get customers or get referrals that can help you grow your business. And that's why it's so important.
A lot of people are probably unaware of, you know, just how many businesses there are within the county. And I'm sure you find it that people could come along to an event and they could meet somebody and find out about a business that they never knew existed, and it could be just down the road.
Exactly. It always amazes me how many different businesses there are in the county and many types of businesses there are in the county. And especially now with everybody working remotely or hybrid working or working from home, people can run very successful businesses behind their front door and we would never know. So really getting to these networking events and getting out and meeting people will help us understand what's in our community and how those businesses can help our business. And that's, I suppose, where the strength of the network comes from.
Some people could be in competition with each other, but at the same time, we're all learning from each other, and it's just an endless learning curve.
And I never really view it as competition, because that's exactly it. We can learn from each other, especially businesses that are maybe a little bit ahead of us on the journey, perhaps a little bit bigger than us. So they've already learned or walked our path, and they've learned from the mistakes that they have made, and we can learn from them. So it's almost like leapfrogging your learning. And again, it helps accelerate the growth of your business.
If you look at the climate in Donegal at the moment from a business perspective, after COVID there was many challenges for a lot of businesses. Now there's the cost of employing people is a big issue. The pensions scenario is going to change quite a lot in the coming months. So there's a lot of extra costs in businesses, and a lot of them are finding it hard. But that said, there is still a very much a positivity out there.
There is undoubtedly a positivity, and you're absolutely right. There are challenges with the cost of doing business, and certain sectors, in particular retail and hospitality, for example, are experiencing acute issues. But generally speaking, the economy is growing strongly, so not all sectors are suffering. And it's very important that we support them all, and that's to your point on specific events that help some sectors rather than others. And that's an important element of it, to support all businesses regardless of the challenges that they're experiencing.
Now, you have a strong social media presence, and that's a great way of getting the word out about events. And your members, when they're sharing their own stories, and maybe somebody has won an award or something, instantly through the network, it's giving people exposure.
I think that's one of the most important benefits of being a member of the network, especially for a small business. Small businesses have to compete with their larger competitors in terms of social media exposure and getting to their customer and getting in front of their customer. That's where the network can help. Sharing posts, promoting posts, etc., can really help visibility for the small business owner.
And are there other business networks in other counties around the country? And is there a national sort of umbrella for women in business networks?
There should be, shouldn't there? Not that I'm aware of. There is loads of women in business networks throughout the country, and we do collaborate with many of them through the year. Actually, our most recent cross-border event, which was held in Inishowen, was held with a women's group from Northern Ireland. So that collaborative nature of what we do is very important in supporting each other in business. But I think the most important thing is that to recognise that for a woman, especially at the beginning of the business or in the early stages of growing their business, the support from other women in business is very important, and that network and that collaborative experience really helps understand that you're not alone as a woman in business, and the issues and challenges that you're facing are faced by others as well. And in fact, regardless of the industry or sector that you're in, we all face the same challenges around people, around finance, operational issues, trying to get in front of your customer, that sales and marketing aspect. All of those are common among all businesses. So reaching out and learning from others is really important.
Yeah, and just following on from that point, you mentioned the membership fee is €65. There may be people who've just started a business and they might think, you know, I'm not going long enough to join up to a network like this. But actually, it's probably the opposite. The sooner they join up, it's really a win-win situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's €65 for 12 months. And there is an old saying, isn't there, that your network is your net worth? And that is a cliche because it's so true. The more people you know and the more people you get to know, the better chances you have in terms of getting to your customer and growing your business. And this is one opportunity. Given the amount of events that happen through the year, there's huge value in the €65. I do always encourage our members to attend as many events as possible. We try to spread them throughout the time of day and day of the week to try to appeal to as many as we possibly can. But it does mean that, yes, you have to take time out of either your day or your evening. And it's an investment in you and it's an investment in your business that will repay massively in terms of growth.
And how did you get involved yourself in the network?
I actually got involved several years ago now. The secretary at the time contacted me and asked me would I be interested in becoming treasurer, and I said I would, and so that's when I joined the network. I would have been a member of the network for many years prior to that. I do a lot of volunteer work for women in business, and the network is one of the things that I do. I find it fantastic for me. It helps me get access to a wide variety of skills in the county that I would never get access to without it, so I find it wonderful.
And we've talked about a number of events that you have. No doubt it also helps when you're trying to get sponsors on board. Some of them may actually be members who see the value of supporting something that you're hosting.
Yes, I'm so glad you mentioned sponsors, actually, because the sponsors are really important to the network. I've mentioned Donegal Local Enterprise Office already. That has been tremendous support to the network throughout the 25 years. And for any businesses that are listening that don't use the services of the Local Enterprise Office, I would highly recommend that they do, that they get in touch. There's such a huge amount of courses and mentoring available, as well as grants for various different things in terms of helping you get your business off the ground and scale your business. But as well as that, we're also sponsored by the ATU here in Donegal, and McElhenney's in Balbuffet, and Donegal ETB. All of those have provided us with the possibilities, I suppose, and the capabilities of investing in events, investing in those speakers to come to Donegal and to inspire and educate our members and to help them to start and to grow their businesses.
Now, we've mentioned this is the 25th anniversary this year. You have a number of events that are in the pipeline, so I'm not sure just how much you can divulge at this stage, but safe to say that this is a particularly big year for the Donegal Women in Business Network.
It is. It's a massive year. We can't believe it's been 25 years and that the network has grown to be the size that it is. With over 250 members, it's an amazing resource, and we're so thankful that we have it at this size and we continue to grow it into the future, and I'm excited to see what we can do over the next number of years. We have events in the pipeline. All of these events, by the way, are available to book on Donegal Women in Business on the website. We'll have our Summer Sauces event, which is on the 20th of June in Oakfield Park. We then take a small break for the summer and we're back in the autumn with our major anniversary event in September.
And if people want to find out more about this during the summer, more details will be available. Your Facebook page is the first port of call?
Absolutely. We're on all social channels, Instagram and Facebook in particular, and on DonegalWomenInBusiness.com.
You mentioned about the calendar. Planning ahead, do you sit down, is it in January and you plan for the whole year, or are you already looking forward to things next year, or just what's the process there?
So what we do, the committee, we meet once a month, and we have a committee meeting once a month, and it is run by volunteers, and they are incredibly busy themselves. So I mean, the fact that they take time out of their day and their life to support women in business is fantastic, and we're very grateful to each of them. We also sit down twice a year, so generally speaking in November, December and in June, to plan the following 6 months. So we look out and we decide, okay, what events can we offer that will offer real the most value to our members, taking into account that, you know, Donegal is quite large, so we try to spread ourselves geographically as much as we possibly can, and we also try to offer as many online events as we can. We try to offer as many educational events as we can, so in particular around the areas of finance, because that can be a tricky area, especially for non-financial business owners. And we plan those events 6 months ahead so we can get everything ready and we know exactly what we're doing. And in particular, it helps if we're trying to attract speakers to the county to make sure that we can secure them with sufficient notice.
And Larissa, whilst some of the events can be very much knowledge-based and quite formal, on the flip side, there's also events that are very much social events. But indirectly, of course, you're still networking, so they can be very enjoyable and sometimes even in a more relaxed atmosphere. you can also reap dividends there, and opportunities and other doors can open.
Exactly, Chris. We're really aware of the profile of our members. So a lot of our members are small business owners, solopreneurs, and they're working by themselves. They could be working from home. They could be working around children or other caring responsibilities. And so to provide a social element to the network is really important. So things like, you know, a night out at Christmas, for example, and various other times during the year, we would have events that are purely social. But you're absolutely right. You're still networking. You're still building relationships, and you're ultimately looking for opportunities for your business.
And if somebody wants to find out more about the Donegal Women in Business Network, you have a website as well as the social media platforms.
Yes, exactly. You can catch us on Instagram, on Facebook, or on email, and the email is on the website at DonegalWomenInBusiness.com.
I'm speaking with Larissa Feeney, President of the Donegal Women in Business Network, and some of you may also know her from Accountant Online, her own business, which has been hugely successful, and perhaps an appropriate time to be speaking with you, Larissa, because you've just recently rebranded the company.
Yes, indeed. So Accountant Online has been going now for well over 10 years, and I suppose over the past couple of years, we went through a process where we thought, is it time to look at the brand and maybe time for a bit of a refresh? And so that's what we've done. So Accountant Online changed to Knorr Finance and Business Services, and we're really excited to see what the rebrand will bring in terms of additional opportunities and potential for growth in the company.
And the reasoning behind this, was this being thought about over quite a long period, or has it been relatively recently?
No, we thought about it over a long period. I mean, when Accountant Online was born, it was online working wasn't the norm, and Accountant Online was very much ahead of its time. And I suppose what happened over the course of the growth of the company over the last 10 years is accountancy accounts for approximately 50% of the company. We have other services like company secretarial services and cloud services that stand apart from accounting. So it was important to have a brand that reflected all of the services that we offer and not just accountancy.
So for people who are not familiar with your company, just bring us back to the beginning. And as you touched on there, the name says it all, Accountant Online.
Yeah, exactly. So for those listening that don't know, Accountant Online, I started it many years ago. And the reason I started it was because I live in a very rural area. And at that time, I had three very small children. And I needed something to work around my lifestyle and my responsibilities. So I came up with this plan to work online, or to work remotely, I suppose. I don't even know what I've called it at that time. But I thought if I could attract clients, because obviously in Donegal there's a limited number of businesses whenever we compare to urban centres like Dublin, etc. So I thought if I could appeal to certain businesses to work with me, even though I was in Donegal and they may not be, that there would potentially be an opportunity for me to be able to build, I was going to say business, but certainly at that time I wouldn't have thought of it as a business, build an income that would work for me. And so that's what I did. And Accountant Online went live in 2011. And the first call I got at that time was from a business down in Cork. And that was a bit of a light bulb moment for me, because I remember thinking, here I am in Donegal and he's in Cork and he's willing to work with me. And surely he can't be the only one that would be willing to work with an accountant that isn't in his local community. And that's where it started, and it grew from me working by myself to now we have a team of 80 and 2,500 clients.
And you're largely based in Letterkenny, but you're also up and down to Dublin now and again. But the business has flourished, and no doubt your own story is a source of inspiration to members of the Women's Network.
Maybe so. There is, I'm based in Letterkenny. I'm based in Donegal. About a quarter of the workforce, about 25%, is also based in Donegal. And the rest of the 80 are spread around the island of Ireland. And we have a small team in South Africa and a small team in India. But it is a remote first company. We do have an office in Colab in Letterkenny, and we have a small office in Dublin. But predominantly people work remotely and visit the office should they want to.
So huge growth over the last 10 or 15 years. Can you look into the crystal ball? Where would you like to be in another 5 or 10 years' time?
Well, I suppose I've been incredibly lucky. I mean, the growth has been phenomenal. We've grown an average of 50% a year since 2017. And that has been, you know, a fantastic journey so far. And now I suppose my role is to make sure that we have the structure within the company to help the company grow into the future. And the next stage is developing the services that we offer, adding more services to our clients, and helping our clients to grow their businesses. It's very much a partnership, and this is where the brand Kinnor came from. It's really a partnership. It's between us and our clients, and helping them to grow. So, and that's the plan. In terms of the strategic objectives for the company, we're on track to reach a revenue of 15 million by 2028, and that's what I'm aiming for, and that's what the team is very focused on.
So if somebody wants, again, to find out more information, if they put into Google Accountant Online, they're still going to get you, but now Kinnor as well.
Exactly. If you put in Accountant Online, it'll take you to Kinnor, and it's kinnor.com, yeah.
And that was Larissa Feeney, President of the Donegal Women in Business Network, and also the founder and CEO of Accountant Online, which has just been rebranded as Kinnor. Changing tack now, and the countdown is on to the Highland Radio Customer Service Awards. I'm joined by Sean Quinn, Head of Sales at Highland Radio, in advance of the prestigious Customer Service Awards in association with McElhinney's Department Store. Now, they're taking place in the Mount Errigal Hotel in Letterkenny on the 2nd of June. And first of all, Sean, this is the second year of these awards, which gives it away. The first year was a great success, so you're following on.
Do you know, Chris, it's amazing. It's I can't believe a year has gone by from all the, I suppose, there was never the word risk in this, right? Because we were confident that we could deliver something that nobody had seen before in Donegal. And we did deliver, and we delivered it really well. The feedback we got from people was phenomenal. So yeah, it was inevitable. And I said it last year that we would definitely go for a second. Are you a little bit apprehensive on the second one? Yeah, you would be, because there's a couple of things. Will there still be the same interest? Can you deliver as per the first one? So I can't deal with how do we deliver it yet, but what I can say is from day one, the response was amazing again. We actually upped the ante as well as regards to awards, and we went up to 54 awards instead of, I think it was 49 last year. That was because people asked us and requested and said, can we have this category and this category? And we said, yeah, let's do it. So, yeah, amazing. A lot of work about to happen, if I'm being honest. But it'll be well worth it, because we'll leave no stone unturned as we go towards the 2nd of June. We will have over 140 businesses on the evening. And there was 145 shortlisted. So that's a big number. Mm. That's a lot of businesses across Donegal.
There are naturally a number of different categories. So maybe let's just start with that. What are the categories?
Yeah. So we've got health and beauty. And that's actually sponsored by iMotors for the second year running. So thanks to them. We've got house and home, which is sponsored by Kelly Centra. We've lifestyle, which is sponsored by iHeating and Cooling. With the motors, which is sponsored by Hickey, Clark and Langan. Retail, which is sponsored by CBM Signs. The community and professional services, which thankfully, again, for this year, it was sponsored by Donegal Airport.
And just to elaborate on that, within each of these categories, there are then different awards for, looks like, probably sort of 10, 12 individual areas in each case.
Yeah, so just on the health and beauty, we have the likes of Hair Salon of the Year. One what was very popular last year was the Hair Stylist of the Year. That was it was a major award to guess. You've got the Barbers of the Year, and I know the Barbers that won it last year, and they have the award in pride of place in the salon. and have had since the Monday after it. And they were just absolutely overwhelmed that, number one, their customers took time to nominate them, but then our judges saw fit to actually award them with the prize of being the winner. So that you've got the Spa of the Year, your pharmacy, and you've got bridal and hair. We have a new one there, Aesthetics Clinic of the Year. And we have three shortlists for that. So it'll be interesting to see. That's a different one.
Yeah. Moving on then, House and Home.
House and Home, yeah. So we've, I think there's nine in this one. You've got hardware and DIY retailer, home furnishings, which will be highly sought after this year, kitchen supplier, floor and tiles, and again, windows and blinds, and garden centre, stroke landscape gardening, and also interior design, which is a new one again this year. And I think that'll be... It's very specialised, that one, Chris. But we got some great nominations for some amazing comments about work that people had done,
right,
and the start and finish of how they look, how their house looked at the start, and how it looked at the end, and how they were so happy of the stage process. So that's an interesting one.
Yeah, and bathroom supplier there as well. Then moving on to lifestyle, and I suppose this covers quite a variety of things.
Yeah, this is a popular one. Even family entertainment. We've got the three majors, I would call them, the county. I might not name them, but we've got the three majors who will be in the room on the evening contesting to be the winner. To be honest, they're all three are winners for being there because they're obviously doing something right, and it proves that in Donegal we do have some fantastic entertainment venues. You've got the wedding venue of the year. Cafe and Deli is another strong one. The restaurant, everybody wants to be the best restaurant with the best customer service ethos. Takeaway, fitness facilities, and you've got Pub of the Year. And I know the last one I'm about to say will be a major, is the Hotel of the Year. And I know in our hospitality wars, it was anticipated and looked, people were looking forward to actually to try and win that one. I think it'll be the exact same with customer service.
Yeah, so much to look forward to in that category. The motor section, again, sort of 9 or 10 different awards going out.
Yeah, we have, and the prestigious one is probably Car Dealer of the Year, because that's where people would recognise that they've bought a new car off you. And it's a brand, and it's good to be associated and affiliated, but to win that would be a major one. So would the Salesperson of the Year, because that's a job that you do every day. Yes, you're paid to do it, but it's nice when the customers reflect on what you did for them, because that means you've got a happy customer. And what that means also, Chris, is that means they'll come back to you. So really important one. And the new one we have is Car Valley of the Year. And we've three nominee or shortlists for that. So that'll be interesting tonight to see. And you never know, Chris, you might get your car washed out of it.
On then to retail, and no shortage of nominations in this sector.
Busy sector. And I love about this one is it's right across the county. Right. We're not just in Letterkenny, we're right across the county. We're covering in Shone, we're down in Dunloe, we're into Donegal Town, we're everywhere with a Bale Buffet. And of course, we do have Letterkenny. So the typical ones are Convenience Store of the Year, Menswear, which was won by Mark II Menswear last year, and they've been shortlisted again, so they're obviously doing something right and will be hopeful of doing it 2 years in the trot. You've got your ladies' wear, jewellery and gift wear, electrical retailer, a florist, we have the shoe shop, we've got a pet shop, butchers, retail online, and also the sports retailer.
Community and professional services under the one heading, well, we've everything here from community centres at one end of the sale to photographers. So again, a pretty big array of nominations.
There is, yeah. And last year, the Crèche Montessori was very popular. We had a lot of nominations for that. And we have again this year. We've got solicitors, opticians, tradesperson. You know, what is that person who comes and I know I always need them because I'm Mr. Can't Do DIY. And they're not often recognised for the skills that they actually bring to households and also to businesses. So they will be on the second. And as you said there, opticians and photographers.
And the whole process, it gathers momentum as the year goes along. So initially you ask people to make nominations, and then I suppose one of the beauties of this all is that there's almost a self-generating publicity there, because if somebody's nominated and they put it up on their Facebook or Twitter, then it's shared and the word gets out really quickly.
Yeah, and you've just hit the nail on the head there, because a lot of the businesses that were nominated used their social media channels. So what we did is we launched this, but gave people the opportunity to share it so they could share it to their customers. And we've over 12,000 nominations this year, which again is absolutely phenomenal. Just another stat, we've 26 winners from last year that have been shortlisted again. So it'll be, it's about 15% roughly. So it'll be interesting just to see, can they retain that title? Or the other 75% will be out to try and win that title. So that'll make in the room on the evening will be brilliant, because the ones that have won before, well, obviously, if it was me, I'd want to win again.
Yeah.
So there'll be excitement. There'll be great excitement. And as I said, we've added 6 additional awards this year into the categories. So it's all built up now where I suppose the stage we're at now is we have everything gone to the judges. They are now deliberating. They will make their decisions. And people will find out then on the night. And they've at this moment in time, they have the opportunity where they can buy the tickets. It will be a sellout. There's no two ways about it. And it'll just be great to see everybody dressed up and to their best on the 2nd of June in the Mount Errigal Hotel. And let's all have a great night. And let's celebrate win, lose or draw.
Yeah, you know, sometimes we can all be so quick to criticise things, and sometimes, you know, maybe we're not promoting enough all the good things that are out there. And there are so many good things, so many great local businesses. And the fact that you've even been nominated by somebody shows that you're doing something right. If you are on the shortlist, well, you're right up there. And then there's going to be obviously winners on the night. And I don't envy the judge's task, because, you know, I'm sure some of them, it literally is... It's almost a toss of the coin. It must be very, very hard.
It's one part, when I looked at this a couple of years ago, it's one thing I made sure that the judges were independent, Chris, because it really is tough. Some of the comments that people took time to actually write for some of these businesses was amazing, especially the professional services. That what they do for their customers, what they do beyond what they need to do, is just exceptional. And I think this is a night where we can celebrate that. And, you know, the winners will come because they are the best at what they do. And I suppose if you haven't been shortlisted, you know, is it a time where you look and say, right, okay, what do we do differently? What can we do better? How do we make sure that we are looking after customers? This is a night where it doesn't change the world, but it's certainly what it does is it recognises the best that people can do for their customers. And a good customer will always come back.
Yeah, and you've touched on the fact that some of the winners, you know, they're proudly displaying the awards from last year. And again, you know, when somebody wins it, they're going to put it up on their social media channels and they are going to get a flood of people congratulating them. The word will be out. And it takes place on the 2nd of June. I dare say on the 3rd of June, you won't have to go online for too long before you see who's won what.
Yeah. Do you know what? Last year we saw it within 10 minutes. Yeah. So somebody who had won an award, they're so social savvy nowadays that there was photographs up already. We were tagged into them. We did a lot of stuff afterwards, the digital team here, where we put a lot of photographs, videos up. But it was amazing that we were nearly behind the game here. Now, we do live as well, so we're live on the evening. So people can, if you're not in the room, you can go onto our social media, our Facebook page, and it will come live that evening as well. So you can actually sit and you can watch it, which is brilliant. But yeah, there'll be no shortage of coverage of this event. And it's also, Chris, it's a brilliant networking opportunity. Mm. You know, there's businesses that you may never meet or never heard of. They may be in that room that evening, and you may be sitting beside a business that you've never met before for dinner.
Yeah,
that's a great opportunity to network and tell them about your business, and vice versa.
And there's a great feel good factor there.
Oh, absolutely! Well, when you're all dressed up, you're looking forward to a lovely meal with the opportunity of maybe winning an award. Yeah, I think the atmosphere, and we got the atmosphere right last year. I look to replicate that this year and probably make it a little bit better. But I must say, I want to thank McElhenney's department store, because I went to them start of the year, maybe February, I think it was, Chris. And I wanted to talk to them about being more involved in the awards this year. And Sandra, the general manager, she was blown away by what we did last year. And it just made my job so much easier because they were delighted to come on as the principal sponsor of the event, and offered so much more as well, because their values are very much like our values in that customer service comes to the forefront. So it wasn't a hard sell to her, and they're going to add so much value to us in the ups and the, I suppose, on the days in advance of the awards, but also on the actual evening as well.
And if somebody just wants to check online and see who's been shortlisted, that is all available.
It's all available on highlandradio.com. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's very hard not to see it. So it's just look for customer service awards, click on there, and all the businesses that have been shortlisted are all there.
Yeah, and the fact that you've had such a great response from the category sponsors as well, people want to be associated with this event.
They do, yeah, and it's, you know, we're delighted. We're very proud of them as well. As I said, the challenge is, if I can come in here on the 3rd or the 4th of June and say we delivered as good as we did last year, then I'm very happy, because I know that everybody in the room will have had a great night. They'll have celebrated excellence, and they would have met new people. And I think also they can share stories. And I think it's very good for our brand as well, Chris, that we can acknowledge businesses across Donegal. And it shows the reach that Highland Radio has, that that we can bring them all together for one evening in one place and celebrate what is good.
So that's the Customer Service Awards taking place on the 2nd of June in the Mount Errigal Hotel in Letterkenny, in association with McElhinney's Department Store. And finally, Sean, it's on the 2nd of June. Probably won't be too long into June before you're going to have to sit down again and think about year three.
Year three, yeah. Hopefully we'll do it, Chris. But ask me that question on the 4th of June. We'll certainly be, what we'll start doing is we'll start looking at the calendar for 2025, and the Hospitality Awards, we'll look at that. And with the view to saying, let's go for our Customer Service Awards for 2025 also. I'm pretty confident we will.
And that was Sean Quinn, Head of Sales at Highland Radio. Well, that's it for this episode of Business Matters. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by Local Enterprise Office Donegal. If you have an idea to start or grow your business within Donegal, contact the Local Enterprise Office team to find out more about the supports available for businesses. See localenterprise.ie/Donegal.